Supporters of charter schools argue that parents and students should have the ability to make their own choice of which school they want to attend, and that the disparity in facility funding should not stand in the way. The Fordham Institute operates several charters in Ohio. Vice President Chad Aldis says the bill for a charter school facility ends up being about $785 per student, but he says charters only get $200 per pupil from the state.
And that creates a huge stress point and ends up requiring charters to spend a lot less on teacher salaries and other things that are very critical to getting the education that we want.
Aldis says drooping facility funds means leaving students without a full slate of resources.
They don't have the money to spend on adequate facilities, end up missing out on things like science labs and computer centers and playgrounds and other things that are incredibly critical and part of the educational process.
But there's a question about using the facility funds responsibly. The Ohio Auditor's Office just recently released a report saying several charter schools had entered into building leasing agreements that far exceeded the fair market price. The auditor pointed out a portion of those leases were with companies that had ties to the school's management or operating entities. The legislature recently passed a law to stop this from happening by having an independent realtor review the leasing agreements. But Stephen Dyer, the education fellow from the left-leaning think tank Innovation Ohio and a vocal critic of charters, says more can still be done to increase accountability.
Charter schools should have some facilities funding so that they don't have to run into the arms of ne'er-do-well for-profit operators. The problem is how much of that, how much should they get? And the second thing is, you know, most importantly, that should be a separate pot of money.
Dyer's talking about a long-discussed change to the funding structure. Currently, money follows a student who decides to attend a charter school. This is seen by traditional school advocates as taking money away from the local districts. Instead, Dyer calls for a switch to what's known as direct funding, where the state doesn't pull money from the school districts and creates a separate fund for charters instead.
If the state really believes in school choice and believes in charter schools and believes in charter school funding, then they need to start coming up with revenue that actually does not affect the 90% of students who are not in charter schools.
Aldis with the Fordham Institute agrees with Dyer that the state should directly fund charter schools. However, if that were to happen, he'd want it to come from a large pool of funds and not from a budget line item that could be wiped out in the future. This issue will likely be among the many topics that'll be discussed at length once the Ohio General Assembly begins its budget-making process. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.